As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So she went spying in her boyfriend's email, and she found out way more than she wanted, right? How do you feel about that? You go spying on somebody, and you find out something that you weren't expecting. You sort of brought that on yourself.
I feel like my grandmother's famous quote. She always told me, if you go knocking on the devil's door, don't be surprised when he answers.
Then maybe you shouldn't be dating the devil. Ever thought about that?
Yes, indeed.
Something I have.
Something there was telling her that she needed to check out the email. That spidey sense was going off. Here's the email. I'm in desperate need of some advice, and I don't know where else to turn. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 2 years now. I've had no reason to think that things are not continuing to head in the right direction. I really thought he loved me. Okay, so let's back up for a second. If she thinks there's no reason at all and she still went through his email?
Why? She knew. There was something. There was something.
Gotta be, because why would you do that?
If there was nothing wrong in your relationship at all, Abby, nothing. Everything was going great, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you see his journal. This is a dude that journals right there on the living room table.
Am I dating Edgar Allan Poe? Like, who am I dating? Now, if it's his journal, I might get a little curious, but I've never been an electronics snooper. Like, I've never been the kind of person to, like, look over their shoulder and memorize their passcode. Like, I'm not that snoopy, but, like, if I saw your journal, I might get a little curious because it's just so easy. It's right there.
You're like, I want to know what he's saying about me.
Mo, your lady is visiting from New York. She left her computer open, and there's the emails all right there in front of you. Are you taking a look at it?
Not at all. I've done that once in my life when I was younger. My ex had same situation. Her computer was open. Facebook was open. The messages was pinging. And I looked and found a whole bunch of things I wish I never saw. So I told myself I would never do that again.
But okay. Aren't you glad you saw it? Because it kind of confirmed that this is not the person you're supposed to be with, right?
Somewhat, because I feel like that was going to happen regardless. Yeah. But I really feel like what I saw changed my mindset of how I saw dating and women for a while. And I didn't want to go through that part.
Was it infidelity related?
Absolutely. She had time.
She writes, a couple of nights ago, I was on my boyfriend's phone when he was sleeping. He doesn't realize that I know the code to his phone. Obviously, I know that it's wrong to invade someone's privacy. Just really thought it would be harmless. I wasn't looking for anything in particular. I really was just curious. Well, I peeked at his email account. I didn't have to look very long. I found an email from an ex. The email started with her asking if that was still his email address and that she had tried texting him on that number that she had, but he must have gotten a new number. She asked how he's been and then asked about his relationship status that he had on Facebook. The rest of the email was her just telling him what she's been up to and that she'd love to meet up. His response made my stomach sink. He referred to our relationship as just something that was convenient and described me as persistent. According to what he wrote, there's, quote unquote, no future for us.
Ooh.
It feels like someone has punched me right in the gut. Now I'm at a loss for what to do. What do I say? Every time he asks if there's something wrong, I freeze up. I know I can't just sweep this under the rug and pretend everything's fine. I need to do something or say something, but I'm terrified of what might happen next. So I could really use some advice. Okay, Abby, take it.
You got to say something. And I say this all the time when it comes to infidelity, that you automatically receive a search warrant the moment you find something. Like, even if you went in without a warrant into somebody's electronics and you find something, like, you automatically get permission to look through somebody's stuff when there's actually some shady things going down.
The government would disagree, and that would not hold up in court.
Well, you know what? This is the court of Abby. So we're just going to just push through that. It's very different when you're going through your boyfriend's DMs or his emails or his Facebook messages, because it's not technically illegal, I don't think, or maybe it is. But To me, I feel like you have to say something. This is a guy that you have been dating for 2 years, which to me is sort of like the crackdown time. Like, if you don't know that you want to be with someone for an extended period of time after 2 years, then it's not the relationship for you. And I'm not saying that he actually feels that way. He could very much just be saying there's no future so that he can explore things with other women on the internet. But to me, I think your time is up with this guy. He's not technically shown you who he is, but you have found who he really is. And if I were you, I would want nothing to do with this guy.
So this is what I would do. I would definitely talk to him and say something, because that is like, that's very hurtful to be referred to as convenient and then, you know, be referred to as persistent in this situation. I don't think that's a compliment. And then also to write that there's no future for us after you've just spent 2 years of your life with this person. So if I were her, I'd sit him down and be like, your ex forwarded me an email that you wrote. And I read that you thought that this relationship was convenient, that I was persistent, and you don't see a future for us. Was that something you were just saying to your ex? I need you to tell me how you really feel and if we need to stay together.
Uh-oh.
So that way the heat's off of you, because, I mean, the ex reached out to him first, right? So,
So immediately her boyfriend is going to hit the ex up and say, why would you forward that to my girl? And she's going to go, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's up to him who he wants to believe. And that's fine. I would just say steadfast. And I mean, she's an ex for a reason. So either you're going to choose to believe your ex or you're going to choose to believe me. So, but that's what I would do. I would 100% throw the ex under the bus and call him out on what he said and then take it from there, whether or not this is something that can be worked on or we need to part ways.
Yeah, I think you got to confront him 1,000%. I wouldn't even hide the reason I'm confronting him. I always tell my friends when they ask me, should I go through my significant other stuff? I'm like, what are you going to do with the information once you get it? Because if you don't plan on leaving, what's the point? And if you don't plan on confronting them, what's the point? You have this information, and when push comes to shove, you better be ready to do something about it. And it's pushing and shoving.
You better be prepared for the gaslighting that's going to come up. If you go, hey, you know what? I made a terrible mistake. I went through your email, but here's what I found. All he's going to do is gaslight you anyway and say, well, you shouldn't be going there. And you're never going to get any answers anyway, right?
That's why I say find a new truth.
It's The Burt Show.
Thank you for listening to The Burt Show. If you liked what you heard, then go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. If you didn't like it, well, that means you need to listen better. And give us a 5-star rating anyway.
Get it? The Burt Show.